You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan spent the 20th century pretty much making itself the center of the auto industry. But it is crystal clear that Silicon Valley wants to wrestle that crown back for itself for the 21st century. And that warning is being sounded at the Mackinac Policy Conference this week. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now from Mackinac Island. And you and I have talked a lot on this program about Silicon Valley's interest in the mobility industry. What's different in what you're hearing from economic and business leaders this week on Mackinac?
I think just the seriousness and the purpose that is behind all this. You know, Steve Arwood, who's retiring as the head of the Michigan Economic Development Corp, basically said, listen, cars are the hottest thing in Silicon Valley right now. And this is an industry that has a very storied record of innovation and speed. Clearly, speed is not associated with the Detroit auto industry, at least not when its pure existence isn't on the line. And I think one of the messages here is that this competitive challenge is not going to go away. It's going to require these companies to act differently, to hire different kinds of people, to be led differently, and to move at a quicker pace. That's one of the reasons why Ford Motor Company got rid of its CEO, Mark Fields, last week and replaced him with Jim Hackett. I think there's a feeling they're not moving quickly enough, and they're not moving quickly enough in the right places to maintain the pace. And Steve's argument was, we have to keep pace, and I think he's right.
And the we is really the entire state, isn't it? This is not just a challenge for Detroit and the Detroit 3, but it really is about the whole state.
Right. It's really about a public-private partnership. It's about a public-private partnership that lives beyond Steve Arwood, that lives beyond Governor Rick Snyder, that lives beyond the current legislature, that is really analogous. And where we started the conversation was talking about the Pure Michigan tagline that has been Michigan has used for the past 10 years, which was unveiled up here. Some of your listeners may remember about 10 years ago to buy Jennifer Granholm, to a lot of wet eyes as people blubbered listening to this this Pure Michigan campaign, and it has proven to be very, very effective. And it's a good idea that has lived through administrations, through Republicans and Democrats. And I think this, what they're trying to do with mobility and what they call Planet M and branding that and making Michigan a home or a centerpiece of mobility for the 21st century is something that there needs to be a sense of purpose, and they need to continue to do it. It can't be a flavor of the month because this is really not going to go away. Now, there are going to be some hiccups along the way. There's going to be situations, unsure, unfortunately, when someone is going to get badly injured or killed in an autonomous vehicle, and it's going to be a crisis for that technology, but it will probably continue to move forward. And I think what he's trying to say is, look, this is not going to go away. The old auto industry as we traditionally knew it is very different.
And all through your column today in the news, you are citing person after person after person, pretty much singing from the same hymnal.
That's right. I think the people who are thinking about this, who are looking at the world around them, are saying this is reality, this is here to stay. Now, you have to juxtapose that to the rhetoric we heard during the presidential campaign last year, both from Republicans and Democrats, that somehow you could change NAFTA, for example, and you could roll back the job losses, and all of a sudden you could have more people working in auto plants than do today.
Or coal.
Right. And as I think we've discussed, I mean, you know, that's a convenient way of looking at things, but people forget the fact that that same 20-year period is when the Detroit auto industry was losing market share like it was water, and fielding a lot of products that were very mediocre, and losing those sales to largely Japanese and other Asian manufacturers. So it's not just a trade thing, and to suggest that somehow this can be rolled back, I think, is fanciful. We live in a global economy. It's constantly changing. There are trade and other kinds of political shifts that will impact that. But to think you can put the proverbial genie back in the bottle, I think, is just not being honest with people.
And as you point out in your column today, that whole culture of innovation and risk-taking that's needed to pull this off and keep this crowned in Michigan, mm-hmm. It already happened with the likes of Henry Ford and the early auto innovators. So do leaders on Mackinac think Michigan has the right stuff for the 21st century to do it again?
Hard to tell. I mean, you clearly have, I think, in some of the car companies and in some of the major suppliers, you have some people, I think, who recognize that they need to be more risk-taking and they need to be more entrepreneurial, and they're trying to do that. But they're moving very big organizations. You know, when Henry Ford started Ford Motor Company in 1903, he'd started and failed two other car companies. It eventually grew into the one of the largest automakers in the world. It was a very much a vertically integrated company. It's very different today, but it's created bureaucracies that are very hard to move. I talked with Walter Isaacson, the famous author, this morning up here, and we got into that very discussion, is that historically those kinds of bureaucracies have a very difficult time responding to dramatic change in their world. So the real question, I think, for Michigan is whether it can be different and it can write a different chapter. And just because it hasn't been done in the past doesn't mean it can't be done now.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with us from the Mackinac Policy Conference. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.